Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And it's very interesting that this is the topic we're doing because we were just talking about the Mediterranean diet.
Yes, we were.
And you didn't know we were doing this topic.
So. I didn't. So it was very funny because you were like, what are you making? And I was like, Mediterranean chicken stuff.
Yeah. And then it's like, Mediterranean diet? I know about that. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
In fact, to the point that I feel most people know about Mediterranean diet. So that's the one diet we're not actually super defining in this episode. But we are going to talk about it. Because the topic for this episode is the MIND diet.
Okay. Is that an acronym or does it actually refer to our minds?
Both.
Ah.
So this is a diet focused specifically on brain health and designed to prevent dementia and loss of brain function as you age.
Nice.
Because I'm evidently extremely terrified of Alzheimer's. This has come up in several episodes now.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So, I didn't think I was, but it keeps coming up. So it might be like a subconscious fear.
Right. It's emanating and coming out in your podcasts.
So the MIND diet combines the Mediterranean and the DASH diet.
Okay.
And these two diets, very interestingly, are actually tied for first place on U.S. News' Best Diets ranking. Is as far as diets, best diets overall, although they did actually tie for first on a number of things because they rate them like best diets overall, best diets for weight loss, best diets for easy to do, etc. They had about five or so different ranking charts.
Okay.
And they tied for first on like, I think two or three of them.
Nice. I was just going to ask, does diet refer to like actual I'm trying to lose weight diet or diet as in sort of, you know, the way you eat? But you answered that, so it's all good.
Both. They have a whole scoring thing they explain that I won't go into because I can't explain it that well.
Okay.
The MIND diet actually also shows up on the chart, but it was tied for fifth overall, and that's likely because it's still pretty new because this has only been around since about 2015.
Oh, okay. I just read that note as the MIND diet tied itself, which is not what you wrote. I was like, that's a really talented diet right there. It tied itself in the category.
That is an amazing diet. Yes.
No, it's tied for fifth.
Right.
With something else, not itself, just in case you're still confused out there, listeners.
There were multiple things got fifth place. Tied. So the MIND diet actually stands for Mediterranean DASH Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay. I'm not sure I pronounced that word properly, but when I was saying that, I was like, okay, I've got the Mediterranean part, and I get it's supposed to be for, like, my brain health, but...
There's a car alarm going off. I don't know if you can hear that, but if you suddenly hear something strange, they took care of it.
That was weird. So, anyways, I didn't know what the DASH diet was.
I haven't heard of that one.
I hadn't heard of it, and we hadn't yet covered it on this show. So I had to look up the DASH diet before I could go on. So the DASH diet is also itself an acronym. So we're getting acronyms within acronyms here.
Right. And I like that the DASH in MIND is actually standing for DASH, right? I mean, it's like the punctuation DASH. Is that how this works?
Mediterranean DASH DASH. Intervention. I mean, it's the Thai Mediterranean DASH together because otherwise this is the MDIND diet.
Oh, Mediterranean DASH. Okay, because
otherwise it's the another MDIND diet.
Right. But see, yeah, okay, never mind.
This is when you try and make acronyms that work, but they don't actually like naturally form. A lot of bills are formed this way, like political bills, but that's a totally different topic.
They just get sewn together, yeah. Okay.
So anyways, the DASH diet is the dietary approaches to stop hypertension. Mm-hmm. And both the Mediterranean and DASH diets have a lot of similar features, which is why they were sort of put together for the MIND diet.
Okay.
So they're high in fruits and vegetables and lean protein, but not really red meat mm-hmm. for protein. Mm-hmm. They also don't do a lot of salt or added sugars or fat.
As so many things. Yeah, I mean, because those are the fun things that people, you know, you're like, salt. Oh, sugar and fat. Yeah, add that too.
Yeah, I'm on a constant, never-ending quest to actually start not eating sugar.
Uh-huh. I know, me too.
It's like the horizon. It's always coming, but never gets here.
Yep. When I was a camp counselor and we'd go hiking and the kids would always say how much farther, we'd say, just over this hill. Well, you know, that hill could be 5 miles.
Right.
That's how I feel about sugar. Just over this hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, both of the diets recommend eating a lot of fruit, even though fruit itself has not been shown to really have an effect on brain function, but berries actually have.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually do emphasize a lot of berry eating, and fruit just kind of gets thrown in because it's fruit and healthy.
Right. But although berries, you have to be careful with fruit because it does have a lot of natural sugar in it.
It
so.
Does.
Yep.
I always find that strange because I'm just like, that doesn't taste sweet like that package thing right. I just opened. That's right. Totally a dessert.
But then if we gave up sugar, then it right. would taste sweet and we'd be like, dang, that's nice and sweet. It's, yeah, it's
I'll
a whole
do that
thing.
Over the hill.
Yeah, over the
So the interesting thing, and I think this is still because it's pretty new, the research hasn't exactly been able to explain why the MIND diet works.
Hmm.
But since both the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet work really well, it's like, those two work really well, and put together, this works really well, but this is still really new, so we're not sure yet. That okay. kind of thing. It's like A plus B equals C, maybe?
Maybe, or possibly.
I forgot all my algebra.
Possibly D, but we're not entirely sure, because we don't have enough research.
X squared plus, no, I won't go there. So, anyway.
But it doesn't seem to be doing harm, so like they're saying, it seems to be pretty good.
Right. Scientists who created the diet think it may work by reducing oxidative stress and inflammation, and the brain is especially vulnerable to oxidative stress, so that's why they think it can help, you know, keep off brain, that degenerative word that I won't butcher again that I just did. They also believe that it may benefit the brain by reducing potentially harmful beta amyloid proteins. And I had to look this up because all the words in this episode.
Right. What is a beta amyloid protein?
Is it amyloid or amyloid?
Well,
I guess you're right, but I don't know why I want to put another Y.
I don't
in
know.
There.
I'm just sounding it out, but AMYLOID for amyloid. Those of you listening out there and going, hello, it's blah, blah, blah.
Sarah's probably right. Those are protein fragments found naturally in the body that can accumulate and form plaques that build up in the brain, disrupting communications between brain cells and eventually leading to brain cell death.
Plaque is bad wherever it
right?
is.
That
in
was
your
my
heart,
thought.
In your brain, in your mouth.
I was like, how did we get this way? Because if someone gives you a plaque, that's a good thing.
I was just thinking that.
I was like, my etymology is getting confused here.
Yeah, where did that come from?
But anyways, many scientists actually believe that these plaques are one of the primary causes of Alzheimer's disease. Though, again, mm-hmm. we don't have the full science to, you know, specifically state yes or no on that.
Right.
So it's like, we're not quite sure. We think it's maybe this and also that, but these two diets are really great, and we put them together, an awesome win for everyone and their brains. Yeah.
Good.
Was that
yeah.
a summary?
Yeah.
I thought that was a nice summary.
We should give it a plaque because it's an awesome win for everyone and their brains.
Well, I feel like this is a meta acronym diet, so mm-hmm. my brain's already like, what? How do you have that acronym within it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to think MIND. And
MIND. I like MIND. It works. It's
just
for
easy
your
enough.
Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that it starts with Mediterranean, and then I don't have to think about what the other words are anyways. So.
Right. But just know that those other words, including that dash that we're not talking about right now because it messes up the acronym, are good for, you know, your health and your heart and your brain.
Right, exactly. So we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, where today we are talking about the MIND diet. And now, having totally talked about in crazy ways the acronym, we won't talk about that anymore.
But instead, except she just did, but that's okay.
I didn't. I just mentioned it exists, and moving on. So the interesting thing about the MIND diet that I really like, because I'm always in the please don't make me think or write or count or anything diets, this has to become some sort of like second nature thing or it's not going to work for me, is there's not really any set guidelines for the MIND diet. They just have a 10 good foods and a 5 bad foods list. And it's not even so much good and bad as opposed to 10 you should eat more of and 5 you should eat less of.
Okay. Although, you know, the eating less of and the limiting on things sometimes gets a little tricky because I'm like, I'm all or nothing sometimes. Yeah.
But that's the, those are the five. They're not actually all the five I like, but there are some I really like in there and eat a lot of, and I'm shaking my head at myself.
Yeah.
So anyways, the 10 foods that the MIND diet encourages you to eat more of are green leafy vegetables, all other vegetables, berries, nuts, olive oil, whole grains, fish, beans, poultry, and wine, which is, you know, technically not a food. But
right. Wow. So, hey, wine lovers, this is the diet for you.
Well, no.
Except in moderation.
Yeah. So that, you know, right away already sounds very much similar to the Mediterranean diet, save for the beans thing. I don't know if there are beans in the Mediterranean. I don't remember beans.
What about, like, chickpeas or anything in there? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
The fish, the poultry, the olive oil, the vegetables, right. That's all we've all heard of, I'm sure. So for the green leafy vegetables, these are things like kale, spinach, cooked greens, salads, only, you know, 1.5 of which I'm actually, okay, I'll try.
1.5? Which one's the half?
It's sort of a mix of salad is good, and then spinach, kind of, and kale, maybe, depending on how it's prepared. Only, like, one time did I ever like kale, and the rest I hate it.
Oh.
So, it's in the same way of, like, there's only a total of 2.5 Star Wars films, but that's taking pieces from different Star Wars films.
Nice.
My math is amazing.
I actually like, well, I liked all those things. Kale, spinach, salads.
Fine, Sarah, just make me look bad.
The cooked greens I have some trouble with. For some reason, when greens are cooked, I don't like them as well. Maybe it's a texture thing.
So, like, you don't cook spinach?
As a kid, I hated cooked spinach. I've eaten cooked spinach before, but no, I prefer it raw, actually.
That's so interesting because as a kid, I loved cooked spinach. Oh. And now I'm like, and my family is sad because that was like the one vegetable they could actually get me to eat. And yeah. No.
And unfortunately, a lot of people will think, well, hey, I can eat, you know, greens or salads. But their way of eating them is to dump a lot of butter or salad dressing or things that you. Yeah. So unfortunately, that doesn't work very well.
Fries are not a vegetable.
Right.
But anyways, you should aim for 6 or more servings of the green leafy vegetables. And then you should also try to eat another vegetable in addition to those at least once a day, but not so much the starchy vegetables.
Yep.
Because starches are a whole,
starches are carbs and they turn into sugar and,
Yeah. So berries, as we mentioned earlier, they suggest eating berries at least twice a week.
Yum.
And although the research about berries and brain health is only really about strawberries, they also do suggest eating other berries. Blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. Yum. Why are there not other colored berries besides blue and black?
I don't know. They should have named raspberries red berries.
But then strawberries also.
I know, then they'd be jealous.
Yeah, I actually don't like strawberries. But do kind
you
of
you and
like
Tom Brady.
Right, but kind of like blackberries to a degree.
I love blackberries except for the seeds. I mean, there's just so many of them.
Yeah.
But I love blueberries. And I loved raspberries. We had a raspberry patch growing up. So, and my grandparents did as well. My grandfather would jokingly throw rocks at me when I went under the bird netting to get the raspberries. Aww. I mean, he would never actually hit me, but he would pretend I was a bird and throw rocks at me. That sounds so terrible, like I was in an abusive family, but no, he did.
That stupid Sarah bird.
I mean, they would launch like way over my head and way past me.
Yeah. But so far, because I'm evidently into math, I'm up to a score of like maybe 4 things.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, yes.
I'm doing okay.
I'm sure you... Just make me look bad, Sarah. For nuts, you should try to get 5 servings of nuts or more each week, which sounds like a lot to me. I don't eat nuts that much.
We've been eating a lot more in my household because we have them and they make a great easy snack. But that does sound, before that happened, that does sound like a lot.
Yes. And unlike the strawberries, there's not really any specific nuts, but just sort of vary your nuts. That sounds weird. Mm-hmm. To get the mix of nutrients that can differ between them.
Yeah.
Olive oil, again, Mediterranean, just immediately, well, duh. But yeah, to use olive oil, not just for cooking, but also, like you said, for the not canceling out the healthiness of the greens by putting on like a creamy, fatty dairy.
Right. Mm.
For whole grains, you should aim for at least 3 servings daily. And these are grains like oatmeal, quinoa, brown rice, whole wheat pasta, and whole wheat bread.
Love all of those things.
I actually don't like a lot of that. But I always wonder about how you can have whole wheat processed things like bread and pasta.
Yeah, that's
always
interesting.
Throws me off. But I will get them if I will eat them to try and be healthy, even though as I'm doing it, I'm like, but you're also processed. So am I canceling myself out here?
Right. Not all whole wheat pasta is created equal. I mean, some of it is much better than others. It can be very gummy, depending on what kind you get.
When she used to live with us, my sister got mad because I'd always get the whole wheat spaghetti, and she hates whole wheat spaghetti. So she's like, I can't eat it. And I was like, but what? The one thing I'll eat? You can't eat it? Are you kidding? It's very strange. Anyways, for fish, eat fish at least once a week. And these are recommended. Choose the more fatty fishes like salmon, sardines, trout, tuna, and mackerel for those omega-3s.
Mm-hmm. Sardines, not my favorite.
No.
But my dogs love them.
So I had only one of those fishes, so I'm at, like, what, maybe 6 things?
Which one?
Salmon.
Salmon, that would be my guess.
Yep. I'd never had trout, I don't think, or mackerel, and I hate tuna. I don't like tuna. I have painful childhood memories of tuna, so we're going to move on.
Moving on before Stacey has to go into therapy.
Right. For beans, you should include beans in at least 4 meals every week, and this includes all beans, lentils, and soybeans, so maybe that's where the... I think lentils comes up sometimes in the Mediterranean diet, doesn't it?
Very possibly, yeah.
Or maybe this is where the dash comes in.
I don't. Yeah,
the dash dash.
The dash dash. You said we weren't going to talk about that anymore.
Like jack dash.
Yes.
For poultry, try to eat chicken or turkey at least 2x a week.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken does not count. They made a note to specifically say that.
Yeah.
Because I would totally be that person of like, but it's chicken.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't eat the skin either. Fried or not.
But that's the good part.
I know.
So we're at like 7. And then for wine, and I evidently end at 7 because I don't drink. But for wine, they actually suggest aiming for no more than 1 glass daily.
Right.
And they did not specify this for gender. Because usually the recommendation is 1 for women, 2 for men.
Mm.
But they simply said no more than 1 daily, I guess, for everybody.
And all right, people, don't be going for the loophole where you get that glass that holds the entire bottle.
Right. The jumbo glass. It's 1 glass. They suggest that both red and white may benefit the brain, but there's much more research on red than there is on white. So it's like, eh.
Right.
Again, this is only... 3 years old at this point, and
right.
We tend to, like, again, we have a lot on the Mediterranean, but I'd never heard of dash. You've thought of a lot of research on red wine, but not so much white. You have a lot on strawberries, but not the other berries, etc.
Right.
We know some things, and we're kind of not hurting ourselves with the others, so by all means, go ahead.
Right. So basically, if you were to use this... beyond, you know, your brain health, but if you were using it to want to lose weight, you shouldn't have a problem because there's not many things you'll eat on here.
Yeah, I mean,
so
if I only limited myself to this, yeah, I could lose weight very quickly, but I'd also have to find someone to make it for me because I don't cook. So all sorts of problems with me and healthy eating, like good goals and not very many steps taken towards those goals. That's a sad note, but we're going to take a break, so stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm glad that that music's so like upbeat because our going out speaking was not as upbeat.
Yeah.
But so anyways, there are beyond the 10 you should eat more of. There are still the 5 foods they'd like you to avoid. And that's actually not terrible because I almost would expect for a diet that's considered so great, especially for your brain, that those numbers would be switched. And it's like, here's 5 things you should really add and all the stuff you can't have.
Right.
But it's actually not. So it would probably be pretty simple. And they're all sort of not required things. It's not like if I said you couldn't have, you know, dairy, period.
Yeah.
You'd be all, well, I'd be out of luck. Actually, not too bad. Just ice cream.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of dairy, so.
And cheese, well, actually.
No, I do eat cheese. Never mind.
So anyway. The first one is actually cheese. They recommend limiting your cheese consumption to less than once per week. I'm already failing.
Wow. So this is different than the Mediterranean diet because the Mediterranean diet tends to have, you know, maybe not a lot of cheese, but it's still got mozzarella and feta. And
this is probably coming from the DASH since that's about hypertension.
Yeah.
That's really, that one is almost a deal breaker just because... No, once a week cheese.
Once a week cheese. That's some special cheese right there.
Right? I'm just
thinking. To less than once per week.
Every other week?
I don't know.
Once every 10 days.
So sad for the cheese.
Oh, and I don't even like that many cheeses, but I do eat cheese a lot. I just, what?
Yeah.
I can't. Moving on. You should also try and avoid butter and margarine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I'm kind of surprised at, because usually it's one or the other, depending on which diet you're on.
Right.
Butter's terrible. No, butter's great. Margarine's terrible because it's, whatever.
Yeah.
But they say to try and eat less than 1 tablespoon daily, and instead try using olive oil or dipping your bread in olive oil.
Right.
Which I've had, and it's okay, but I wouldn't want to do it at home. Like, I've had it at restaurants, and when I'm out at, like, an Italian, I'm like, aha, and this is part of the atmosphere, and I'll do it once and then move on. But I actually don't eat butter too much, but when I do want butter, I want butter.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes. Like, if I happen to be like, I really want some butter toast. I want some butter toast.
Dang it.
Bread and olive oil is not going to do it.
You can
at
have
that point.
One piece of whole wheat bread and less than a tablespoon of butter, and you're fine.
Yeah, that's probably not going to work. Your limit amounts are hurting me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, moving on. Red meat. You should aim for no more than 3 servings each week.
That's not that bad. I mean, my entire home state of Montana just screamed at me, what? What do you mean that's not that bad?
Right.
But for me, I don't eat a lot of red meat anyway, so.
I feel it might possibly be doable if, again, someone else would do the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So this includes all beef, pork, lamb, and products made from these meats. And of those 3, I'm actually kind of just more upset about pork.
Which is the other white meat. So it should, right? At least that's what their commercials say.
Right? I actually have no idea where pork falls.
I don't either.
Just that it's usually always one of those meats that people cut out for health reasons.
Yeah.
And I'm sad and now I want bacon. Speaking of.
Speaking of.
You should also limit fried food.
Mm-hmm.
So The MIND diet highly discourages fried food, especially the kind from fast food restaurants.
Yep.
This, like cheese, should be less than once per week.
I feel like this, absolutely, less than once a week makes absolute sense. Cheese, come on, give it at least two.
Right.
I mean, this cheese is on par with fried foods.
And if like, I go to a fast food restaurant and get a cheeseburger, well, then I'm out for both.
Then you're just in trouble.
And then I have to wait.
Like, and if you go to the Minnesota State Fair and get fried cheese curds, you're really in trouble.
Okay. I did not know that. Okay. I didn't know that was a thing. I mean, and I haven't been to the California State Fair in a number of years, so I'm sure there are strange fried things there,
too. Oh, I'm sure. Fried stuff on a stick.
As a child, I wouldn't have paid attention because I'm picky. So it was always, like, the same thing of pizza, icy, funnel cake.
Oh, nice. Funnel cakes.
I love funnel cakes. Which, speaking of,
let's segue into that.
You should also limit pastries and sweets. This includes most of the processed junk food and desserts you can think of, ice cream, cookies, brownies, snack cakes, donuts, candy, etc. Try to limit these to no more than 4 times a week. So you can at least eat it more than meat.
Right.
But you're
more
also
than
eating
cheese.
It at a small, you're probably supposed to have a smaller serving size
right.
as well.
Like
so
not the whole pint of ice cream.
You cannot
or
have the amount of candy that's equal to like a steak.
Right.
That's not quite how that works.
Don't eat the entire package of cookies.
Right.
Yeah.
Although this one would probably be the hardest for me because this includes most of the processed junk and desserts you can think. Mm-hmm. I eat a lot of processed stuff. I am terrible about eating non-processed stuff. I've been struggling with this for as long as I can remember to not eat processed things, and I just can't think of anything I would eat otherwise that like doesn't involve cooking.
Yeah, so. Well, I just, I have this bad habit when I go, when I run errands to just grab something.
Right.
Like it doesn't have, not necessarily even a big something. It's just like, oh, I'm out running errands. This will be my reward. I don't know.
Right. Well, that's my thought of like, okay, I won't get fast food. I'll just go get a snack of something. And yeah. Those are all processed and in packages. What do you want me to do? So it's like, I can do the eat more of the good stuff, but the eat less of the, but I'm like, but
this
those
is where,
are all things I like.
This is where that nuts 5 times a week comes in. Well, take a little baggie of nuts with you, and when you want those processed foods, I'm like, the words are coming out. I understand all of them, but right. When I'm out running errands, that's not what I want. And that's what I have to do is retrain my brain.
Yeah, especially for me with the sugar thing. And mm-hmm. I actually have a spray that's you're supposed to help use yourself to condition to stop eating sweets.
Oh.
It blocks the sugar receptors on your tongue for a short amount of time.
Oh.
So you're supposed to spray it and sort of give it about 20 seconds or so to sink in and then eat something sweet so that you won't have that sweet taste and training your brain of like, oh, this is actually terrible.
Oh, have you tried it? Does it work?
It does. And it's weird at times. Like I yesterday did it with the Snickers, and you can only taste like the nuttiness, but not the chocolate. And I've done it with like sweet tea, and that kind of, I was like, no, I'm going to wait till this wears off because I don't like black tea by itself. I need sugar for that. But so yeah, it does. It does actually work. It's based off of, it uses Gymnema sylvester. That's how I'm going to pronounce it, even though it ends in a T-R-E instead of T-E-R. So maybe I should be saying it with like a French tone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gymnema sylvester. I don't know. Maybe. My French is terrible. But yeah, and I first saw this on something where they were doing experiments with taste. And mm-hmm. this was one of the things. And I was like, I've got to try that. Does that really work? It does, but then it wears off. And
right.
then I can easily have.
and then you're like, hey, the rest of that Snickers is still sitting there.
Right? Or if like I did it for a piece of cake, someone better take that cake away after the first bite. Or otherwise, it's like it's still sitting there. And now I can actually taste the sweetness and give me.
Well, I could get a spray bottle and treat you like a cat. Every time you pick up something sweet, I could just spray you.
Oh,
you know, that could be a different kind of sugar spray.
Right. That is still conditioning. So,
yeah,
because this is now I'm thinking of terribly Clockwork Orange.
Oh, geez.
So we're going to move away from that because that movie is. And that, yeah.
No. Yeah.
So anyways, that was the MIND diet. Sounds definitely doable. It, again, based off of basically what U.S. News, at least, considers the two best diets, period. And itself is fifth, but it's new, so give it some time.
Give it some time.
It'll get there. It's just a baby.
Yeah, it's just a widow diet.
And on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.